Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. I had a really exciting night last night. I got to see the opening night of The Notebook. And at 9:30, Connor Richardson is joining me. He played Johnny. He was stellar. So funny. It's such a touching show. Highly recommend it. There's information on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. I was supposed to interview someone, a filmmaker and a casting director, but we're going to reschedule. But I have Livy in the station. She's a radio host, campus ambassador for the Peace Corps, and she's with us now.
Hi, everybody. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you jumping on.
Of course. I mean, I love Peace Corps. It's a real true passion of mine, and I am so excited to share a little bit more about it.
Well, so tell us about that for people that don't even know what that is.
So the Peace Corps, the like 360 super big overview is that it's a government organization through the United States government. Okay. And its goal is to send Americans abroad to do good work.
Nice.
In other countries. And these are countries who have invited us to help.
Amazing.
In a couple different ways. We work in six service sectors. We've got it divided into little sectors. We work in over 60 countries in every
Whoa.
Single continent, except Antarctica. Sorry if you love the cold.
Yeah.
And we have been operating for, oh my goodness, I'm going to get the math wrong, a lot of time. I think over 80 years
now. I was going to say.
It's been going for a very long time.
Yeah.
Since the 1960s, give or take.
Okay. That's what I thought. You know, I don't know if you've heard of Project Hope.
No, tell me more.
Okay, so that made me think of it. So my grandmother was involved in that. It's a ship. It's a medical ship. It goes to all different
wonderful.
Countries, provides services for people that need medical care.
How wonderful.
And I was away this summer, and I happened to look over. I was in the Virgin Islands, and I see this boat, Project Hope, and I'm like, I got to have them on my show.
That's so cool.
So that's what they're going to call. Someone from the organization's going to call in. But so how long have you been involved in the Peace Corps?
So I'm part of the Campus Ambassadors Program, and that is a really cool program. They just restarted, actually, last year.
Okay.
I was part of the first, like, pilot group from the program, and essentially I am here as a student at UCI working with Peace Corps to kind of bring the Peace Corps message to students, encourage them to consider joining after they graduate.
Yes.
So the big point of Peace Corps is that it is for people who have graduated college or have acquired some professional experience.
Yes.
Because our goal is to send people with this important experience, this important knowledge, education to countries who need people with important experience and education in those sectors.
Okay.
So my goal is to help recruit people, tell them more about Peace Corps' goals and objectives, encourage them to consider it, and talk about Peace Corps' amazing benefits. Because
it
really is an outreach program fundamentally, but it also was supposed to help you, right?
I was going to say,
we want to help you
guys. Well, intrinsically, like having meaning and purpose and knowing you're doing good in the world is such, just so invaluable.
It is such a gift. And I mean, I've definitely felt this, like, deep-seated little fear that I think a lot of other college students feel when they're, like, gearing up to graduate. They're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Like, where am I going to live? What is the plan? Especially, too, for those who have kind of less strong support systems. It's really scary to graduate.
Definitely.
And I think Peace Corps provides that really excellent transition period for people who are just kind of wanting a little extra time to figure stuff out, want like a launching point for their career.
Yes.
Or if you want to go to grad school too, Peace Corps has a lot of amazing scholarships for graduate school.
Really?
And that like is a really big interest for a lot of people who are interested in kind of taking their gap year and getting some help simultaneously.
Yeah. It's so meaningful. It's
absolutely
just knowing. I mean, sometimes I think a moment like that gives you time to pause and say, okay, I don't have to go from point A to point B. It's okay to be nonlinear, and that's the best kind of life.
I think it really is. I mean, I have yet to serve, obviously, because I have yet to graduate. But my hope is, because I'm studying Spanish right now, to serve in a Spanish-speaking country. I really want to do education.
Fantastic.
I love to teach. I want to try learning how to teach English. My top three countries right now are Mexico, Costa Rica, and Panama.
Fantastic.
Which is a big reach for me, but those seem like really, really fun places to be.
And you guys should see her smile right now. No, we can tell. It really lights you up.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know. It's really funny. A lot of people don't think that Peace Corps goes to like these like vacation countries, but mm-hmm. we are in Costa Rica. We yeah. are in all over the Caribbean. We are in Thailand. Thailand's a really, really popular spot for a lot of people.
Really?
Yes. It's a really popular spot for volunteers. And a lot of people really love being there because it's such a friendly country. Mm-hmm. It is such a friendly country and they love it's volunteers.
Wonderful. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a perfect guest for Get the Funk Out.
Really?
Yes.
I love it.
Well, because, you know, some people might be feeling like, oh, I'm graduating. I have this pressure from my parents to make sure that, you know, I know what I'm doing. I have a plan. And you're saying, hey, go do something
it's okay.
meaningful and it's okay.
And it's okay to, like, figure that out later. It right. is okay to take this opportunity to kind of explore a new, like, way to do life, too.
Right.
Yeah. I think also, too, the fundamental part about Peace Corps is you're ingrating. I can't talk, can I? You are integrating yourself into a new language, a new culture, a mm-hmm. new place. And that is such an amazing experience and yeah. really opens you up to different ways to live in the world.
Interesting.
And different ideas I think you could never have yeah. without that experience.
Yes. Do you think, I mean, I'm not getting political. Do you think okay. there's been people, your generation particularly, wouldn't mind getting out of the U.S. and doing something like this right about now?
I think so. I think they get a little not a fan, though, because, I mean, Peace Corps is fundamentally a U.S. government endeavor,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But it is super, super important to get that cultural experience, I think.
I'd say
regardless
so.
Of who is helping you do it.
Right. Right. I agree.
I mean, Fulbright scholars, too, right? That right. is also an excellent program. You can still leave and do something cool in another part of the world. And that's still a U.S. program, yeah. or at least partially.
Okay. What about people who are listening and saying, okay, well, she knows she wants to teach. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to do, but this sounds good.
I would love to tell you about the service sector. So it's divided into six.
Okay.
And keep in mind, each of these sectors are very broad. So there's a lot of different little jobs that can fall into this, but it's sort of how you can categorize what you think you might be interested in. So our okay. biggest sector is education, of course.
Yeah.
So folks working in education are frequently English as a second language teachers because English is a very powerful language, right?
Sure.
And a lot of folks are interested in learning. Another one, though, for education is, of course, like elementary math, reading, mm-hmm. all of that fun stuff. You know, you get to work with children yeah. in these places.
So
and
important.
It is so rewarding, right? Yeah. Beyond education, though, we have another sector called youth and development, which is similar. You're working with young people. However, okay. it is less focused on the education aspect and more focused on kids
okay.
and what they do and helping them become great people. So that's like yeah. after school programs, that's civic engagement
Love
programs,
that.
Like teaching them how to care for their communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is also really fun. It's our most recent sector, but it's so, so cool and it's so promising.
It sounds amazing.
Right.
And it's also such an unexpected experience. Like you can't go in there with any preconceived idea.
Oh, absolutely. What,
you
not.
Know, these kids are probably going to light you up. You're going to learn different things, mm-hmm. you know, about yourself. You're going to grow. Yeah. yeah.
It's definitely it's a very intensive experience in terms of like the cultural integration.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the best part about it.
Yes.
You know, you
yeah.
are becoming a part of that community. And that's why like the service is kind of daunting to people, right? Mm-hmm. It's a two-year program.
I was going to ask how long
it's
it was.
So the typical volunteer program, there's different ones, but the typical volunteer program is a two-year service and you spend 2 years as a part of that community. Granted, we have, of course, leave to go see your family. No
sure.
one's like keeping you there.
Yes, yes.
But I think that is the most crucial part for you becoming a part of the community and making real change in that community. We're not just sending yeah. you on a quick trip to visit and just kind of yeah. do some stuff and leave. Like, we right. want lasting change, and I think
like
that's
that.
The most important part.
Yes. My friend's daughter went, and I forget where she went, mm-hmm. but they helped build a water well. And
that's so cool.
It was so cool. She you know, she said that she loved the experience. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So meaningful. I mean, just, again, doing some good in the world, you know, mm-hmm. so important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the sectors that kind of tie into that sort of work would be environment.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an environment sector, and then we also have an agriculture sector, interestingly enough.
Okay.
So environment ends up being forestry health, taking care of wildlife, making sure that they're protected.
Amazing.
And making sure that the local water supply is clean. But mm-hmm. also agriculture is, of course, growing food,
sure.
community gardens, all of that fun yeah. stuff, but also wells.
Yes.
And making sure that people have access to water so they can irrigate their crops and have that kind of safety net,
sure.
right? We know that there is a water crisis in the world, and yeah. Peace Corps is working very, very hard to work to fix that, to make sure everyone has access to clean water and enough water.
Sure.
I have two more sectors, if I'm counting correctly.
Okay.
Our last one is, our last two are community business development, if you will. It's community economics, basically.
Okay, what is that?
And the goal for that is not necessarily this, like, overarching, like, we're going to fix the GDP. No.
Yeah.
Our goal is to help empower local small businesses, help people help themselves.
Okay.
And that, I think, is really, really cool for people who are interested in microeconomics, who want to see how economics happens on the ground level and want to start understanding how small businesses work in different parts of the world.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, that one, I know sounds like really big and daunting, like small businesses, that's intense. Like, I don't know how much I feel about that.
Sure.
But I think that's also like the place where you can have so much impact and you can really feel like you're helping make lasting change in that community.
I would think so. And then you never know, down the road, you might be inspired to start a business later on. Yeah.
Like if you're feeling like entrepreneurship is your path, try it out.
Right.
Try working in small businesses in a community. See how you feel.
Yes.
And I mean, it's, I think, the best place to do that, right?
This is so cool because I think back to me just jumping from undergrad to grad to a job and not having any time to breathe. And then, you know, a gap year, my goodness, the amount of exposure to different things is just incredible.
I think so, too. I mean, so I'm curious what you feel about our last sector, but it's public health.
Okay.
So I think this one is going to be very popular for folks at UCI because we have a huge, huge interest in public health here. And I think it can take you in so many different directions, including mental health, which is
definitely
a big focus here.
That's
at Get the Punk Out.
Yes.
I know that.
Yeah.
But that is very much focused on right now HIV AIDS prevention, maternal mortality prevention, and water sanitation.
Okay.
And just general sanitation. That always is really fascinating to me because that's such a great launching off point for medical school, nursing school,
you bet,
public health graduate programs,
any
of that kind. And it is hands-on experience. Like, my goal long-term is not to be an educator, but I still am interested in the education sector for its own benefits.
Okay, you know what I'm going to ask. What is your long-term goal? Or do you have a little inkling?
I have some plans cooked up.
All right.
I want to work in the federal government. That's like my long-term goal. But
okay.
I think the really cool thing about the public health sector is that it is quite literally hands-on experience in the sector that you want to work in long-term.
It's great.
Like, that is super applicable to anything health related in your future, which is so important.
Yes. What about coping skills and helping build like self-care and resilience and things like that? Is that part of the model?
I think it is. It really is so dependent, though, most specifically on where you're placed.
Yes.
Because each of these placements is so unique in what you're doing, who you're helping, what your project is, that you can really explore that project and make it your own. But also the really cool thing about Peace Corps is you're not so involved in your project that you don't have time to start other things.
Okay.
So that's my favorite part, is that other projects have been started by volunteers on their own to help their own communities, including mental health projects, especially in the youth and development and public health sectors. They've really gone wild with that. And
that's
what excites me the most, is that Peace Corps is not just about, okay, here you are, you're a volunteer, this is your job, go.
Yes.
It's here's your job, here's these opportunities. We will support you in exploring what you think your community needs.
Amazing.
And that's the best part, because you're there.
Yes.
And we trust you and we know that you know it.
Definitely. So can you talk about any details for what they're doing as far as, because I know Gen Z is struggling with a loneliness, you know, epidemic.
Yeah.
And I mean, millennials, really, a lot of people are very lonely post-pandemic, social anxiety, social disconnect. Can you talk about some of the things they're doing?
If I was better prepared, I would probably have some case studies immediately in front of me.
Oh,
what
that's
I can do is tell us that if we go to PeaceCorps.gov right now, there are amazing stories about all the amazing things that people are doing in Peace Corps right now.
Okay.
Including some of my favorites are folks who have made important impacts in mental health in their communities. That's what makes me really excited. And also, too, if you're someone who feels like you're not sure if Peace Corps is right for you, I guarantee there is a story right there on the Peace Corps website talking about someone exactly like you who's making an amazing impact or has already made an amazing impact.
Sure.
And that's I don't know. That's what it's all about,
right? I love this.
And you can go through and browse all the amazing opportunities they have open right now. They have tons of cool stuff. Each of their postings, I think, is really neat because you can go through, you can learn more about the country, you can learn more about the job you'd be doing, okay, and really understand what you'd be getting into. I think that's the daunting part, right?
It is. And is there a minimum amount of time you have to commit?
The 2 years is the minimum.
Okay.
So that is for the Peace Corps regular program, though. The Peace Corps volunteer, you're fresh out of college, mm-hmm, you're going in, you're going to volunteer.
Okay.
It's technically 2 years and 3 months. You do a 3 month intensive training process in the country you're going to be working in. You're okay. Learning the language, you are learning your job, your role, right? And then you spend 2 years in your community. You have so much support. There are other Peace Corps volunteers there with you.
It's amazing.
There's a Peace Corps office to help support you. You have your housing provided. You have your food provided. You have all of your expenses cared for, medical,
this.
Everything.
Yeah.
And there's a community to support you.
Yeah. I love
and a community
this.
To welcome you.
Yeah. What an opportunity.
Right? Wow. I am so excited.
So what if people listening think, mm-hmm, you know, is it only for Gen Z? Is it only for millennials?
It is so not.
It's for everybody?
It is for everybody. So you right now,
yeah,
could join.
Really?
The really cool thing about being an older volunteer, someone, mm-hmm, who's not fresh out of college.
Okay.
So truly just anyone who's not 25 or under.
Okay.
Is that if you have work experience or a professional degree of any kind, like a law degree, master's, PhD, you qualify for something called Peace Corps Response.
Okay.
And these are more intensive, short programs for people who are really, really, really experienced and like experts in their fields. And you go in, you address a specific need in a community with your expertise.
Got it.
So these are folks who have a lot of experience. They want to address a need, but they don't necessarily want to commit to those 2 years. It's
yeah.
a 1 year program. Mm-hmm. Some of them are even less, like 9 months.
Okay.
You go in. It's less about integrating with the community and more about you have a role to fulfill.
Yes.
And you're there to do it. It's
Love
much
it.
More surgical. It's much more precise. But I mean, that's you, right?
Yes.
You're someone who knows what you're doing.
Yes.
Peace Corps volunteer, I think, is more for folks to develop themselves.
Sure.
And develop the community relationship.
Yes.
But that's the really cool part. And a lot of people actually do volunteer as retirees.
Oh,
there
that's
is a
good.
Huge retiree volunteer population.
Okay.
And I think that's the really important part. And it's really cute. A lot of people volunteer as couples.
Do they?
Couple placements are very popular and they're so sweet. Mm-hmm. I love reading the couple placement stories, especially as like the couple is working together to do a certain project.
That's
so special to me.
Yeah. But back to the retirees, mm-hmm, a lot of times when people retire, that can be a recipe for depression.
Yes.
And not
and this
having
is like
any
a way
purpose.
To avoid all of that.
You bet. Yeah.
Like that is the community that you're serving immediately.
Yeah.
And I think too, like people retiring, I mean, I certainly haven't gotten there myself yet.
No.
But can run into this issue where it's like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I do not know what to do with myself. And sometimes that's really freeing,
mm-hmm,
but sometimes you need something to get going with. And
yes.
I think taking a Peace Corps tour is a really great way to just give yourself something extra.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You feel like you're giving back. You don't have this job lingering over you the way you did in the workforce, but you're being a part of a community and you're learning new stuff.
Which is so great.
Learning is so important.
Especially
lifelong
for your mental
learning.
Health. For your mental health, learning,
mm-hmm,
yeah, lifelong learning.
Especially I've heard key for point. Alzheimer's prevention, lifelong learning is key.
Oh, yes, yes. My mother-in-law reads like 4 newspapers every Sunday.
And that is the way to do it.
Yeah, she's so sharp.
Lifelong learning forever.
You bet,
mm-hmm,
you bet.
Especially languages. Languages is a huge key.
And have you always spoken other languages?
No, I only learned Spanish in high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got really into Spanish poetry.
Did you?
Yeah. And then when I was going to apply to college, I was like, huh, Spanish looks cool. Apply. And I got in, so I kept doing it.
I love it.
And then I got more interested in international relations, and I want to use Peace Corps personally as a jumping off point. So mm-hmm. another really cool aspect of Peace Corps that I haven't quite talked about yet is this amazing benefit where they will help pay for your graduate school through something called the Coverdell Fellowship.
Nice.
It's only for Peace Corps volunteers.
Okay.
Of any kind. And they have over 200 graduate programs they work directly with to provide financial services to. You can apply to a lot of different programs. There are nursing programs, public health programs.
It's amazing.
Law programs, which are huge. I'm personally interested in something related to international relations.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to use that as kind of my jumping off point. But also, after I finish my graduate school, I have the opportunity to use my Peace Corps status to get what's called specialized hiring eligibility in the federal government, which means my application gets moved to the top of the stack.
Nice.
I'm very happy about that.
Okay.
It's not a guarantee that I'm going to get anything, but it is a very nice bump.
You bet.
And it is huge in a very competitive world, right, for the job market. It applies specifically to the federal government, but it's anywhere in the federal government.
Okay.
But I want to use it for the State Department.
So once you graduate, you're graduating in May?
I graduate in December. I'm doing a weird program.
Okay. And I'm sure it's not weird.
I'm taking an extra quarter because I want to take some classes in bilingual education.
Okay.
So I can be best prepared for Peace Corps.
Fantastic. That is not weird. Come on.
I think it'll be really fun.
So for those listening, they're in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
You really strongly recommend they check this out.
I really do. I mean, I think the really awesome thing about Peace Corps is the relationships you make with this community. Like, you don't leave after 2 years. A lot of people end up returning from Peace Corps with spouses.
Nice.
The OC recruiter, the Orange County recruiter, if you talk to him, his name's Carrie Carmichael. He came back with two cats, which I think is really cute.
He brought his cats?
He met cats in Ecuador and brought them back with him.
Oh, okay.
He adopted cats, which I think is really sweet.
Very sweet.
Very, very sweet.
I love it.
And I mean, you just have these lifelong memories.
It's beautiful.
Lifelong connections that are so important.
And, you know, when you don't have those ties and those commitments and you're young, it's the best time to do it.
Or it is.
Even, you know, as you said, a retiree or someone who feels lost, they've lost their job. It feels like it's for anyone.
It is, really. It is for someone who wants to do something good for the world
and
who wants to try something new, fundamentally.
Okay, so another time I'll have to get all the information, put it on
the
show blog.
Yes.
Because this is, you know, I always talk about, as I said, purpose and meaning and a reason to get up in the morning. This would be great to have on our show page.
I think so, too. PeaceCorps.gov. Super easy.
All right.
Corps has an S in it. C-O-R-P-S.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are awesome. Thanks for jumping on.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, that was Livy talking about the Peace Corps, and the information will be up on the show blog a little later on today. And then at 9:30, again, I'm having Connor Richardson, who plays Johnny from The Notebook. He's going to be calling in, and wow, that was so interesting, wasn't it? I loved hearing all about this. I love that this is really for anyone at any age, but especially for students. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh man, I don't have any idea. I feel so much pressure to get a job. I don't know what I want to do, even though I'm going to have this degree. This is a great opportunity to explore, you know, and who you are and what you would like and unexpected things and meet new people, and it's all good. You're giving back to the world and doing some great things for yourself and other people. And so, like I said, there'll be information on the show blog later on today. Getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. We will take a little break, and then I'll be back with Connor Richardson. We'll be talking about The Notebook, which just opened at the Segerstrom last night. It was awesome. All right, you're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.